reaching into your community. The Great Southern Sounds of Melbourne, 88.3 Southern FM.
Listening to the Space Show with Andrew Rennie on 88.3 Southern FM. The A-Train is a constellation of closely spaced satellites. They orbit the Earth at an altitude of 700 kilometres. This orbit has been carefully selected so the satellites can observe the entire planet. They cross the equator within a 7-minute window at 1:30 p.m. and 1:30 a.m. local time. Because of the 1:30 p.m. equator crossing, the satellites are referred to as the afternoon constellation, hence the term A-Train. A for afternoon, and train because the satellites follow each other closely like the wagons in a railway train. All of these satellites are dedicated to observing the Earth's land, ocean, and atmosphere. By having multiple observations of the Earth at the same time allows a synergy in the science investigations. These satellites have been progressively launched since 2002 and more are planned. First in orbit was NASA's Aqua, followed in 2004 by Aura. As its name suggests, Aqua is largely, but not entirely, devoted to observing water on our planet using 6 instruments. One measures precipitation rates, cloud water, the location of atmospheric water vapour, sea surface temperatures and winds, ice, snow and soil moisture. Two other instruments measure the temperature profiles in the atmosphere. The CERES instrument measures solar heat radiation reflected off the Earth and heat emitted from the Earth. It also investigates cloud properties such as altitude, thickness and size of the cloud particles. A Brazilian instrument on the Aqua satellite measured humidity profiles throughout the atmosphere until it became inoperative some time ago. The best known to the public instrument aboard Aqua is MODIS, a camera that takes pictures of vegetation, land surface cover, ocean chlorophyll fluorescence, cloud and aerosol properties, fire occurrence, land snow cover and sea ice cover. You most likely have seen MODIS images on television, in newspapers and magazines, and on the internet. The Aura satellite was so named because it is devoted entirely to measuring the characteristics of the Earth's atmosphere in its many layers. This includes the troposphere, the stratosphere, and the mesosphere. Both temperatures and chemical compositions are measured. The chemicals include key greenhouse effect gases such as ozone, nitrogen dioxide, sulfur dioxide, formaldehyde, bromine monoxide, carbon monoxide and water vapour. In 2006, two satellites were added to the A-Train. These were America's CloudSat and France's Calypso. Now, CloudSat has only one instrument, the Cloud Profiling Radar, to make vertical profiles of water amount in the clouds. It does this by measuring backscattered radar signals from clouds. Calypso has 3 instruments. Its main task is to make vertical profiles of aerosols in clouds. This complements the work of another French satellite, Parasol, that was launched in 2004. It uses polarized light to measure clouds and aerosols. Attempts to add 2 more satellites to the A-Train failed in 2009 and earlier this year, both by launch vehicle failures. These were the Orbiting Carbon Observatory and GLORY. The orbiting carbon observatory was intended to make full column measurements of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. It would have told us the sources of this key greenhouse gas and its distribution around the globe. A replacement satellite is being built and is scheduled for launch later this year. Now, GLORY would have measured aerosols in the atmosphere as well as how much light and heat is coming out of the sun. No decision has been made where the replacement for GLORY will be built, although this is likely. The Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency is building a satellite called GCOM, and it's going to be inserted into the A-Train either late this year or early next year. GCOM stands for Global Change Observation Mission, and it aims to help us gain an enhanced understanding of water in the Earth's climate system. GCOM will also monitor the global water cycle. Now, scientists in many nations use data from the A-Train satellites in a very wide range of investigations. With far-reaching global change happening, these investigations are essential if we're going to survive the 21st century. Even tiny changes in the composition of our atmosphere can affect the climate, both in the long and short term. If accurate climate predictions are to be made, then all the satellite and ground-based measurements must be incorporated into the computer models. In the United States alone, several billion dollars annually are contributed to the economy by satellite measurements fed into the numerical weather prediction system, allowing weather forecasts to become more skillful in making predictions, or rather forecasters to become more skillful. Policymakers need these satellite data if they are to be effective in shaping our responses to climate change. The ozone monitoring instrument on the Aura satellite was used by a Dutch scientist to study the effects of the Black Saturday fires of 2009, February the 7th. This event allowed Pepijan Vifkund to use the satellite data to examine the effects of absorbing aerosols on atmospheric stability. It also gives an insight into the generation and effects of secondary aerosols and their precursors. Bolstered with data from the Calypso satellite, he and his colleagues were able to explore the processes by which the smoke plume rose to an altitude of 18 kilometres and even more than that 3 days after the fires. Now, meteorological conditions did not favour deep convection, so self-lifting by solar absorption was deemed to be a plausible explanation. This, in turn, had consequences for aerosol residence times and climatic impacts. The scientist has now concluded that atmospheric gas mitigation policies should include gas-aerosol interactions. French scientist Jean-Jacques Morgret has used the data from A-Train satellites to measure the effects of dust storms in Australia and elsewhere. The 2009 September dust storm that blanketed Sydney was observed by the MODIS instrument aboard Aqua and by the Calypso satellite. This showed how radiative transfer through the atmosphere was affected by the dust. The new understanding allowed forecasters to make 14-day forecasts of the weather effects of last year's volcanic eruption in Iceland and the extensive Russian forest fires. Data from the atmospheric infrared sounder aboard the Aqua satellite has shown that current scientific models don't adequately represent the complexity of carbon dioxide mixing in the southern hemisphere. Further satellite measurements will be needed to improve the accuracy of the carbon cycle science. That is one reason why scientists are anxious to get a replacement orbiting carbon observatory into the A-Train. Now, Norman Loeb, a scientist at the Langley Research Centre, has used the data from Calypso, CloudSat, Ceres and MODIS to get a detailed picture of the vertical distribution of long-wave atmospheric heating. This has revealed that the effects of clouds are felt from the marine boundary layer upward and how clouds are altered by the effects of smoke and aerosols. For example, when absorbing smoke is found over bright clouds, a net warming occurs. Loeb says that such detailed satellite measurements are vital to generating and understanding a climate quality data record. He also noted his results clearly demonstrate the synergy afforded by the ATRAN constellation of satellites. Didier Tauri from the University of Lille in France has used the ATRAN satellites to measure nighttime aerosols over the oceans. This previously impossible work allows observational estimates of the effects of aerosols above cloud layers. This, in turn, has led to greater understanding of the effects of ground-level biomass burning. It also tells us about the effect of sulfur dioxide from volcanic eruptions. French scientist Michel Schultz has used the ATRAN satellites to monitor aerosols. He has noted that the effect of aerosols on radiative transfer is not well understood. This is particularly so when the relative effects of naturally occurring and anthropogenic aerosols are considered. Now, Schultz has found a mismatch between ground-based and satellite-based measurements. He says that improved accuracy is needed in the measurements. Newer scientific models are performing quite well over most regions of the Earth's surface and are now able to show multi-year variations. Schultz says that challenges to be addressed include determining the anthropogenic fraction of scattering and absorbing aerosols. This includes the need to measure energy absorption above the clouds. American scientist Susan Strahan has been able to use the satellite data to show how carbon monoxide varies between the Earth's surface and the lower stratosphere. She has also been able to gain a good picture of how the distribution of carbon monoxide differs between northern and southern hemispheres. Simon Gunn works at the Michigan Technology University. He thinks of volcanic clouds as dirty thunderstorms. He has used the ATRAN satellites to describe the effects of volcanic emissions on the climate system. Khan has made a detailed analysis of the generation and movement of volcanic clouds. The ATRAN satellites have been able to track the clouds' paths and the distribution of gases such as sulfur dioxide within them. Now, volcanic clouds are a significant hazard to aviation, and the satellite measurements were invaluable during the Icelandic eruption of 2010. Khan has described a hypothetical ATRAN-based eruption monitoring system. He notes, however, there would be issues with the time lag getting data and there would be gaps in the coverage. The MODIS camera aboard the Aqua satellite was used during the Pakistani floods of 2011. It was able to provide near real-time pictures to flood disaster management authorities. There are now over 200 direct readout ground systems worldwide that are able to take pictures directly from the Aqua satellite without waiting for them to be relayed by the United States. Together, these receiving stations cover over 80% of the Earth's land surface. I hope that you can now realise that the ATRAN system of satellites is a very important one and is very useful to our life here on Earth.
You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM.